Cardiff Carnival 25th Anniversary Project. Interviewer, Steve Fletcher. Interviewee, Lorraine Castellano. We're in the Swicker office, and today's date is the 22nd of October 2015. Before we start, Lorraine, would you be kind enough to spell your name in full?
LORRAINE. Castellano is CASTELLANO.
That's 10 out of 10. That's well spelt. Thank you very much. Lorraine, of course, I know you as part of the, well, what we informally know as the Burley Girls, very much part of the Cardiff burlesque scene. How did you first come across Cardiff Carnival?
Well, it's part of a sort of a yearly event. We always go to the carnival, and then we were very, very pleased to be asked, would we perform once again? And so, of course, we all jump at the chance because it's another opportunity to dress up and perform. And one of our shows was called Flying Down to Rio. So we needed the help and assistance from you guys at Swicker. And obviously Adrian's such a whiz with the glue gun and the glitter and wire and everything. And we needed to know how to make our headdresses for our showgirl costumes and our cage bras. So we came along to many sessions, and the end result, obviously if you go on the page you'll see it, but the end result, we just made the most fabulous costumes. And sequins, feathers,
braiding,
glitter, braiding, hey, everything. And we shone and sparkled. And then obviously we performed at the actual carnival itself, and we did a few numbers, and then we paraded. And
what was the audience reaction like?
I think
to see these wonderful Samba showgirls, Burley style, in the centre of Cardiff.
I think they were transported, and I think they absolutely thought, that's carnival. That's what a carnival should have. And we delivered.
Oh, big time.
Yeah,
we really.
We knew we
I
knew
mean, the, across your group, there were hundreds of feathers, yes, weren't there? I often say there's a lot of bald chickens in China as a result of us.
Whether you sort of believe in it or not, but hopefully we did it as humanely as possible.
Oh, I'm sure they're giving woolen coats or something to walk around in.
I'm sure that they'd be happy because they were a good cause because they were being shown off to their full, and it was beautiful.
Yes, absolutely.
And we had the weather on our side as well, which was great. And it was a very, very special time for me because I'd just been diagnosed with a very rare cancer. So on the Thursday before the carnival, I'd had my first chemo session. And I was so determined. I told my oncologist, there is no way I'm missing the carnival. And she went, well, I don't know how you're going to be, blah, 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 but this is your date. You have to be on it. Right. Well, we negotiated. So off I went to Velindra, had the session. That was Thursday, Friday, Saturday, costume went on. And I had my son as an attendant running to the side of me. He's a Marine. So I was in good hands.
Yes.
And we just had an absolute blast. Lots of funny moments. The wind caught our headdresses and we had to hold them. Mine was a little bit spiky on the front, so I had to put a piece of kitchen sponge, which I lost halfway round.
You're a sort of master of improvisation, aren't you?
It was, honestly, yes. And then it was so much fun. We had lots of photographs. Everybody wanted, the mayor wanted a photograph with us. Everybody did. So we were very famous on that day.
Stars for one day.
Yeah. And then we finished the parade, and then we all decided in our regalia and our beauty, we'd go into Wetherspoons.
That's a high-class establishment.
It was wonderful. And I think the football was on, and the poor gentlemen that were in there, they didn't know whether to watch the football, come and talk to us. They were in a twirl.
Yes.
Complete twirl. They were having photographs with us.
I can imagine. It's very rare that, I 15, 20 beautifully underdressed samba dancers come into your pub. I don't think the football would have a look in, normally.
I think they They think they thought they'd been transported to Rio. Was it Rio with the Brazil, the football?
The absolute World Cup and all
that
the rest
was,
of it.
Was that last year or the year before? Anyway, I think we were a year in advance. We were given a foretaste of what
was to come.
Yeah, I think that we were given them a taste of what, you know, if you buy your ticket to Rio, you'll get a bit of this.
And I'm right thinking the following year, in my mind's eye, I can see you there in all your samba finery, looking wonderful. And the following carnival, there was a different theme, wasn't there? Something
very
a bit
much.
More piratical,
yeah,
I understand.
Very much so. This is what we try and do. We're all out to shock and to get the mind going of all our audience. And they never know what we're going to. This is our director. We always have to think, okay, it'll turn out.
This is the glorious Fufu LaBelle.
Fufu LaBelle. We'll definitely get your mind going. And, you know, us as a group, we just have to say, okay, and she'll go, run with it, just, you know, and we'll go, okay. So we ran with it, and we were pirates. Not your everyday pirates, and we had a boat as well. So we had to, perform with a boat, but our costume had to be 3-in-1, because we had to have one costume on, which we could then do three dances.
A bit like Russian dolls, this, isn't it?
A little bit,
yes.
Yeah. And we had nowhere to change. It was literally in front of everybody. So
that's the joy of carnival, it's open air.
Yeah. And we'd been watching the weather forecast. We thought, crumbs, this is going to be a bit tricky. So you're freezing cold anyway, but once you start dancing, you do warm up. And then we do the first number is the pirates. So we're in our full regalia, and I'd spent many hours again at Swicker with the workshops and the drop-in centres so I could embellish the costume, because I wanted to sparkle once again. This was completely different. And so I was all ready to go. Then we did the first number, Pirates, that goes. Then we have the music changes, and we take a few more items off. Then we do Mine Hair.
From Cabaret, which is a classic burlesque track.
You know, you just think, where's this going? And that went down really, really well. And then the finale was the Time Warp, which you just have to get your head around all of this.
From the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yes, and there's no logic in it. You can't match it up, anything, but it works. When you see it performed as a cabaret night.
Huge audience. So people chanting along with you and clapping.
And they love it because they know it. They dance with it.
Is it the end where you're all on your backs like dying flies and the rest? I mean, what a way to end
the
show.
Definitely. Yeah, we have to do that. That is the best bit. And you collapse on the floor. Yes. And you need to collapse on the floor because this is, you know, we've done
high
three
energy.
Numbers and one after another. Normally you get a gap. Yeah. Another performer comes
and
in.
And this was in the haze outside the St. James Hall, wasn't it?
So and it was all outside.
As public as you can get,
really. And we've had photographs which have been taken from the shops surrounding the area, but aerial shops. So people who were working were taking them from the wind, the balcony
above TK Maxx and all that area.
All
yeah.
of that. We've had some amazing shots.
Yes, big audiences, 500,000 people.
Yeah, it was.
And you had them in the palm of your hands.
Yes.
They loved you.
Yes.
Your audience adored you.
Yeah. And then they follow us on the parade, obviously through Carnival, through Cardiff. Yes. And the weather wasn't as kind on this occasion, but we still did our bit. Obviously, I love to wear wigs, so my hair stayed dry, but the rest of me, I was absolutely, wasn't a part of me, it wasn't soaked.
Welcome to Carnival in Wales.
I know. And I remember the dye from my fishnets and my boots came out, and my legs and my feet were permanently stained for weeks, and it was, I just couldn't get it off. I used nail varnish, remove everything. I just couldn't get it off.
We do like to leave our mark on people.
It was
a bit too literally though, wasn't it?
Yeah. So we didn't venture into any pub because at the state of us, we all went sort of home for hot cocoa, I think.
Hot toddies all round.
Yeah, definitely. But all in all, the carnival for us is a highlight of our calendar. Yeah, and it's I'm not quite sure about this carnival not going to be. I'm not quite sure I agree. Well, I don't agree.
I passionately don't agree.
Yeah, and I just think it's a little odd. It leaves a gap, and I'm not quite sure how you'll fill it. I don't think you will. I just find it very odd that we're not having a carnival. Everywhere has a carnival. We're a city. It always goes on. Carnival is carnival, you know. And it's all the things that go with it. You plan it, and it's not just the day. It's everything. I think it's the build-up to it. That's what we, as a group, our Burley Girls, that's what we enjoy, is all the things that go to make that show. That's the structure, the part, the build, and then the show. And a funny anti-climax afterwards, you have to experience that to then build again.
Yes.
To go to the next one.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it's the ups and downs. But I think it's not a good thing.
No.
It's not a good thing.
No.
Obviously, we would like it to be every year, you know. But I don't know. Maybe we'd have to do a rogue one. Maybe a rogue one will have to happen.
I hear what you're saying there. Something alternative. Yes. Underhand.
Yeah.
Left field.
Yeah, definitely.
Pop up.
Yeah. A pop-up carnival. Yeah. What's it called, them flash dancing things?
Carnival flash mob.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We could easily do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got the costumes. We can make the costumes.
We're giving it away on tape here now. Yeah. So,
yeah, watch this space. It will happen. Yeah.
Lorraine, can I say thank you so much for sharing your carnival memories. I'm delighted to say I can award you the honour of Carnival Queen in posterity and for eternity. And so bless you and thank you very much indeed.
Thank you. Enjoy this in years to come. Thank you very much.